Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. I am very happy to be here tonight, to be here in the Punch Bowl. It's going to be an amazing show. As always, I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios, and I wanted to jump right into this and introduce our co-host for tonight, none other than the Sharifa. How are you doing tonight?
I am excellent, excellent. How are you, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm winding things up in Texas and looking forward to getting back to California. And so I'm so excited about that. And but I've been dealing with some stuff today. I've got some stuff on my mind.
What do you have on your mind?
I've been dealing with frantic investors today and because of this inbox email crap that somebody is putting out there for people to see. It's this inbox email crap. So investors have been calling me concerned. And I'm going to tell you, I did a video already. I just haven't been in a position to upload it to our social media outlets. But I did do a video to kind of like put an end to this in the minds of our investors. Somebody's going through everybody who blogs, or I don't know what they call it. What do they call it? When somebody comments for us, and somebody's going through the comments and sending these people these maliciously now, sending people a fraud alert, okay, with people who've invested in our company and with people who are Facebook friends of mine. They're taking all this time to go through that, to do that. And I want to say tonight, and they're saying, they're telling people in this thing that we haven't filed an S-1. So how could we be selling stock in a company legitimately if we haven't filed an S-1? And I'm going to tell you something, most people don't even know what an S-1 is. And we did not file an S-1. We don't file S-1s for, and what happens, and this confuses people, and these dumbasses are just confusing people. And telling people, oh, they didn't file an S-1, it's a fraud. Let me tell you something. We didn't have to file an S-1. And at the SEC, they have different regulations that you file under. The S-1 is one regulation. They have S-10s, so that's another regulation. And we're under Regulation 1A. We filed our IPO under Regulation 1A. So don't let people scare you with this dumb stuff. Yeah, have you heard about this inbox stuff?
Yes.
And people are attacking us on inbox. So I did this video to show people that we are qualified by the Securities Exchange Commission to sell stock in our company. I haven't uploaded it, but I'm going to upload it. We're going to share it. Because sometimes you got haters out there, and they're so jealous. They're so jealous because we are being successful. They're so jealous they don't know what to do with themselves. They just don't know what to do. They're haters. Right? But so today I've gotten all these calls today. I've spent so much time on the phone today calming people down and then telling them, go to our website, click on our SEC filing. So if you have questions on whether we're qualified or not, and then I'm saying this out loud, go to our website. It's punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button, and right at the top of the page, right at the top, there's a thing that says SEC filings. Click on that button, and it will take you directly to our SEC filings. And the first at the top, it's like right at the top, and there's like some other stuff that we have to file. We have to file some 1Us and some stuff like that just because of recent events. But almost maybe flip from the top, there's a thing that says there that says qualify. Click on that qualified button, and then it'll pop up the SEC screen, and then you click the HTML file there. It says qualified HTML, and when you click that file, you will see a statement from the SEC which says that Punch TV Studios is qualified to sell stock in our company. Now, I want people to know that. Now, if you go back to our website and click on the SEC filings again and go back to the SEC's website, you can go down to where it says 1A, 1 and then 1A, click on that and then scroll down and you'll see where we successfully filed our form 1A. Which is the form that we have to file for our specific IPO, and that's because we are selling our stock directly to the community, and we are empowering the community. So if you're S1, they file an S1 when you want to sell your stock, when you want to register to sell your stock as a public company, you file an S1, but most of that is for the elitists. And what we've done is that we've said to the elitists, we're going to get back to you later. But right now, we're going to work with and empower our community. And that's why we're able to sell our stock at $1 a share, because we filed under a different regulation. And that allows us to do that. That allows us to do that. Totally. And completely allows us to do that. What do you think about this stuff?
I just think it's incredible how people get a little bit of information or think they know a little bit of information, and then they just take that information and take that, you know, fear, because I always try to play devil's advocate. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I, for some reason I just believe that in some way they think they're doing the right thing and looking out for people and trying to protect people. I mean, because there's so many different aspects of investing in IPOs and just business in general, that if you're used to seeing one thing, you're used to, oh, it has to be an S1, it has to be an S1, it has to be an S1, and you're looking, you're like, oh, you know what, there's no S1, so this can't be true, this can't be right, you know, so I think it's horrible for them to just put out that information. Of course, I do. You know, and I think this is the downside of doing business. But, I mean, you handle it, you address it just like you do anything else.
Yeah, I just think it's terrible. I think it's really, really terrible. And you know, and sometimes it just makes me sick. Now, let me tell you. I don't think that this is somebody who's maliciously, I don't think this is somebody who is trying to protect people. This is not that person. Let me tell you who I think this person is. And I wish I could call a name, but I'm not going to call a name.
Okay.
But I think it's a former business partner of mine who hates the fact that we're becoming successful. And that Punch is getting a foothold, and that people from across the nation are investing in our company. And I think that's who it is. I really do.
Well, we have to stay positive. We have to stay focused. We have to use that energy of prosperity and abundance, and just do our thing and not focus on the whys and the hows and the whos and the haters,
right,
and all of that. I mean, we are doing something great. We are changing the world. We're revolutionizing television, media, you know, business in general. So, I mean, I just really want people to not, you know, focus on these little hiccups along the way and just focus on the big picture and the big vision and the jobs that we'll be able to create and the movies that we'll be able to make and the stories that we'll be able to tell.
And I agree with you 100% in that way, because it's like we're doing something that's unprecedented. And I wish I could just really show people what's in my mind so they can really see how unprecedented this is. This is like it has never happened on Wall Street before. And you get a chance to be a part of this. You get a chance to be a part of this movement. So I had to walk this lady through this. Just one. But everybody just called me today. And they're like, oh, I see. Let me tell you something. It's so dangerous to just jump up and sell stock to people without being registered with the Securities Exchange Commission. And we are registered and qualified by the Securities Exchange Commission of the United States of America. And it's so dangerous if you jump out there and just start selling stock in your company to the public, you could end up in jail just like that. Now, they also said in this inbox thing that, so that squashes all idea of fraud. They said, oh, there's an investigation going on against us. We're not under investigation with anybody. I just want to just share that with you. We're not under investigation. There's nobody. We're not being sued. We're not in any lawsuits. We're not in any of these things that people are now saying that this is going on. And it's people, I'm coming after him. I'm coming after the company. Let me tell you something. We have done things correctly. We have followed the letter of the law. We would not even sell a share of stock if we have not followed the letter of the law. We have an amazing team of people. We have our transfer agent. You think our transfer agent, this is how deep this is. A transfer agent cannot issue shares of stock from an unregistered company with the SEC. And we sent out thousands of shares of stock at this point. So that means that everybody at the transfer agent would now be having to go to jail, and I would have to go to jail, and everybody associated, and that's just not happening. There's nothing like that happening at all, because we followed the letter of the law, and it's public information. It's public information. It's there for people to see. It's there for people to peruse. Everything is there. We did not hide anything. Not one thing have we hidden in those documents. We told you everything. If there was a hiccup, we told you that there was a hiccup. If there was money, we told you what the money was. If there were assets, we told you what the assets were. So I just think it's so important. I don't want people to be shaking and thinking life like this because it's never been done before. It's just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing to me. I mean, you got to calm me down right now. Calm me down.
Okay. Well, let's see how to calm you down. Let's stop for a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Let's think about selling stock. Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, so that was a quick break.
Can Nabuki always make you feel better?
I mean, no. Anytime you Nabuki, it does make you feel a little better. Makes you feel real Nabuki. Yeah, it makes you feel real good to Nabuki. It makes you feel real good. So, who's in the punch bowl tonight? I don't want to keep going over that. But I don't want people to think that we've done something wrong or that we are fraught. Or that we're some kind of scam or thing like that. You know, so I said, I saw something on this ripoff report. Well, let me tell you about the ripoff report. That's a blab. You can write anything out there that you want. Anything out there that you want. Tell you something else about that. We sued the person that wrote that crap. We won a lawsuit in the Los Angeles Superior Court. You can look it up. I think we've even posted that out there many times for people to see. We won a lawsuit in law for slander and defamation. Okay? We won a $600,000 lawsuit that we settled for slander and defamation. We did do that. And that's on record. We won that case. But we can't make people remove everything off the internet. We've been trying. And we're working on it. Stop saying that shit. Because they're using that to kind of make a case for this other stuff that people know nothing about. And people are always skittish and everything like that with their money because they're investing in a new company that they're just hearing about and everything like that. So it is the way it is. It is the way it is. So who's in the punch bowl tonight? I don't know.
We have one of your favorite friends back in the punch bowl with us tonight, Mr. Fred Malik. Are you with us, Mr. Malik?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Joseph Collins.
How you doing?
I don't know if you remember me or not, man. You remember me, man, Fred Malik? Remember back in Mall Jam? And
yes,
we even talked on the phone a little bit after, and then I lost track of what happened to you, man.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, Yehoshua called me. And he said that he had talked to somebody in the office. Anyway, that's how I found out. And he said, you remember Joseph? I said, yeah. He said, and then he told me about you, right? You know. And so, anyway, so I had to give you a call, man, and say congratulations. Hey, you've come a long way, son. You've come a long way, man.
Yeah, I was still young then. And it was the first sitcom that I pulled together, literally. It's like, wow.
Yeah, because I went on your website, man, and I said, no, this is not the Joseph I remember, man. Joseph I remember had hair, man. And
I had a lot of hair.
And looked like you put on some few pounds, man, so it looked like you've been living large.
Yeah, well, you know, I put on a pound or two. I just put on a pound.
Yeah. Hey, but you surprised me tonight, though, man.
What
you came out is the way that you feel, like you said, you know, you need to be lifted up, and you know, from all your time being in thing, haters are gonna always be out there. I mean, that's a part of you know, life, man. You know, so they're gonna be out there, and you know, just like you speak things into existence, you know, and you go out and make them happen. Well, you know, regardless of what the resistance is, you make them happen. So, you know, so you shouldn't let haters get you down at all, man. Not at all.
It was more that, you know, we worked so hard as a team at Punch to do this, and somebody's going through all of my friends that I get. I don't even know how you do all this on Facebook or whatever, but anyway, they're going through all these people, and they're sending them all individual messages, and people have gotten afraid. So
right.
I've been spending the day answering people. I said, listen, everything is 100% legitimate, and we have a chance to do something that's never been done before. And I'm so happy to have you on because, I started at Mall Jams over 25 years ago.
Right. And you remember you had haters back then. So, that just comes with the struggle, man. That like I said, I can understand you getting disgusted, but you know let stuff like that get you down. I mean, that's to be expected, that they're going to come out of the woodwork at you, man. And a lot of them be the people that's smiling in your face, right? You know.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah. So as a matter of fact, you take like Yehoshua. I think he said he talked to you, right? You know, and because he was back then. Donald Stevens was his name back then, man. But anyway, he took off in for Jamaica, and I talked to him since he's been gone, and he said he's anxious to get back because he want to talk to you because he really interested in investing with you, man. So.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah. So that's why I say, you know, you make it happen. I mean, hey, you didn't come this far by letting haters get you down, man.
No.
Right.
But it's like the haters are coming out of the woodwork right now. It's like, they're coming out of the woodwork. I don't usually let anything bother me much. And I don't really care what people say because people are going to say whatever they're going to say. It's just when people start calling me about what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this is like a bigger issue than what I thought.
Yeah, those are justifiers that you have to put out, man. But the more successful you become, the more the haters going to come out.
That's true.
And you handled it just right tonight. I mean, like you said, you deal with it. You know, you present it. You let people know what's going on. And you handled it just right, as far as I'm concerned, man. But you don't let it get you down. That's just another part of doing your business, man.
Yeah. So what have you been doing, Fred? What's been going on with you?
Oh shoot, man! I was getting into computers, so I had gotten into computers. I was doing some little bit of programming, doing a little bit of repairing and whatnot, you know, mostly for myself. And now I'm just kicking back and just, you know, because I'm 72 years old now, so I just kind of and just watching the world go by, man, watching these crazy people out there. And you, you mentioned. Yeah, you mentioned you was anxious to get back to California, man. California is one crazy place, boy. I don't know how. I got out of California, man. I got out of California a little over a year ago, man. I said, I got to live. These people are crazy there, man, you know.
It's a fast town. Where are you at now?
I'm in Vegas.
I love Vegas. I'm in Vegas often, actually. I love Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, I didn't see a email address on your website. Was there one, or did I just miss it, or do you have one?
I think we have a contact us page, and I think you just write in whatever you want, and it comes to it. But I'd be more than happy to give you my email address. No problem, man. I'd love to catch up with you, man.
Yeah, because if you're ever in Vegas, you know, like I said, you're up there all the time, man. You know, I don't get around much anymore, but if you're up there, I'd love to see you, man, and talk to you, man. Because like I said, I was really happy to hear that you got this thing going, man, because like I said, you was a good brother, boy, you know, and you was doing it, man. So it's good to see that you made it happen, man, that you're still in there pitching.
And we're still in there. You know, this has always been my passion. I mean, this is, you know, I was telling some people yesterday on our show yesterday, and I was saying, like, we are walking in our vision. You know, we are walking in our vision. We're walking in our destiny. And truly, you know, I've been doing this since I was so young and all the way up to now. This is not something that just materialized last week. You know, this is a
right.
complete passion of mine, and I enjoy doing it. I just really, really enjoy. I enjoy my job with all of the ups and downs. I really enjoy the job. I really, really, really do. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really good to see somebody who used to talk about it, and now you see them actually making it happen. I mean, everything that you talked about it even more, you make it even more happen than what you talked about, man. So.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, so that's really great, man. Really great. Yeah, so congratulations, man. Really glad to see it, man.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you rang in tonight. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you so much, man. Really great. Are you still writing? Because then you were doing a little writing and everything, too. You still writing now?
Yeah. Well, not now, I don't, but I was. Yeah, I was doing some, you know, controversial stuff, of course, you know, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, still thinking it, still talking it, but not doing much writing at all these days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand. Totally understand. So are you married now? What's going on with you in your life, man?
And no, it's just me, myself, and I right now, man. It's me, myself, and I. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
no,
you know.
Been there a couple of times. Yeah, you know, and everything. And so it's, but it's all good, man. It's all good. And like I said,
right.
made it better even hearing about your success. That even made it better, man. So,
thank
yeah,
you, man.
Really
thank
glad
you,
to
man.
Hear that.
Thank you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Changing the Conversation at Punch TV Studio.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, sir, I do.
How do you feel about that? All my people from back 25 years ago are coming in on a radio show by surprise. It's just, wow. And, you know, off of my very first sitcom that I've done. That's what's so amazing. So I think a lot of people think I just got here. You know, I think they just think, oh, he just woke up and decided to do that. That's not it. This is my passion. This is what I do, you know. I'm like Michael Jordan in the film industry. This is what I do. I'm like Magic Johnson in the film industry. This is what I do. So, you know, I love this stuff. I mean, I really, really love it. You know, what do you think about that?
I think that's excellent. I mean, I think that it's just kind of ironic or coincidental or synchronistic. I'm stumbling tonight, whatever you want to call it. But you were, you know, having one of those moments when, you know, the haters had a little bit of an effect, and then you have somebody on who calls in from 25 years ago. You know, so it's
yeah, it reminds me of
spirit.
I had haters in too.
Yeah. It may be the same hater. You don't know.
It might be the same woman. It might be the same woman. Yeah.
It might have been hating for a long time. You know, this might be a
faithful,
loyal hater. Well, let's see who else we have in the punch bowl tonight. We
have in the punch bowl.
Mr. Laquan Carson, are you with us? Mr. Carson? I think we lost Mr. Carson.
Mr. Carson's gone?
Mr. Carson is gone.
Mr. Carson has left the building.
Mr. Carson has left the building. So I guess
Mr. Carson has left the building.
Yes. So I guess we'll continue with the haters then.
So we have an amazing website, which is punchtvstudios.com. And I'm really proud of that, of the website. I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud of it because we spent a lot of time on the website attempting to make it as good as we can get it. I mean, we really spent a lot of time on the website. We really did. And that's why I did the website, and we worked the website like that so that we would be able to, people would be able to go there and kind of have an experience on the website and kind of enjoy some of the things that that we're doing and some of the shows that we're working on and all those good things. And I think that the website is just really awesome. But we did also, we put a lot of information on the website. We put a tremendous amount of information on the website for people to peruse, for people to take a look at, for people to go through. And we tried to put as much information for you as possible. And we tried to use a lot of videos, and we're going to use even more videos. We're going to make more videos, and the videos are going to be. We have our frequently asked questions. We're actually going to turn all of our frequently asked questions into video. So all you have to do now will be able to not now, but in the next few days or so, you'll just be able to click the video and watch your frequently asked question being answered. I think that's going to be a good way to really help a lot of people.
I think that is cool. Who's going to be in the videos? Are you going to be in the videos?
I don't know who we're going to use in the video yet. Who do you think we should use in the video? I don't know who we should use in the video. But we're going to do a video, and we're going to put that out there on the frequently asked questions that people want to know. And we're going to do a video on each question, because if you go to our website, and you click on, you know, there's an information tab, kind of drops down there, and you can go to frequently asked questions. And we try to answer every question that we thought you might possibly ask. We try to answer those questions. Anything that we thought you might, and I thought we did a pretty good job of it. What do you think?
Well, let's take a little look-see. Let's have a look-see and see what we have going on here. Let's over to punchtvstudios.com.
Right,
become
right,
a part
right.
owner, $1
right.
a share.
Right.
Then I click on the Invest Now button, the little blue button
yeah,
with
right,
the
right.
credit card icons right here under this fabulous movie that's playing. So let's see. So we're in the Invest Now, and then we have the FAQ.
Right. FAQ, what does that stand for?
Frequently Asked Questions.
So FAQ is the Frequently Asked Questions. That's what people don't know. They don't know FAQ. What that is? That's a big word, FAQ. They got FAQs.
So we have, right, so we have some, you know, why invest in Punch TV Studios?
Why invest
what?
In Punch TV Studios?
What is an IPO? Where does my money go?
Where does my money go?
Yes. You know, how safe is my investment?
How safe is my investment? Yes.
Right. And you have quite.
Can't
I get any
more? What's coming for?
No, we definitely have some more here. We have. How do I buy my stock?
How to buy your stock? It's on there.
How can I make money?
How do you make money buying stock from us? It's on there.
Can I set my selling price at $1,000 per share or more?
Can you set the selling price? And I really talk a lot about that because this is the IPO. We do not have our stock symbol yet. We will get our stock symbol slightly before we begin trading, then we'll get our stock symbol. But what happens is once we have the stock symbol, you have to set up an investment account with like E-Trade or Options Express or Charles Schwab or Fidelity or Edward Jones or some broker-dealer like that. And then the stock certificate that you get, you're going to deposit that stock certificate into your broker-dealer account. Once it's deposited into there, they turn it into money in your account. So now the money that you invested at $1 a share now shows right back up in your investment account. And when it shows up in your investment account, you can set the selling price of your stock to whatever dollar amount you think the market will bear. And so you can set the selling price of your stock at $1,000 a share if you so desire. And that's what people do. So this right here is basically just transferring money from one place to another place and then back to its original person. It's how it is. It's just how it transpires. But because you invested in the company, when you put the money in your investment account, it shows right back up in your account, and now there's an opportunity for that investment in your investment account to rise based on the performance of the company. And that's why I tell people that by year three, and I made a promise to people, to our investors, that by year three, we're going to have revenues of roughly $500 million to $1 billion a year in revenues by year three. And we're going to do everything within our power to achieve that objective. We're going to do everything within our power to achieve that objective. And that's important for folks to know. So, yes, you can set your sales price at $1,000. You can set your sales price at $10,000. You can set your sales price at $2. You can set your sales price at $5. But because we are planning to apply for the NASDAQ, because we would love to be traded on the NASDAQ, and we would love to have that happen when we open. We would love to open on the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ requires a minimum of a $5 per share price. That way you can trade on the NASDAQ, right? And so we would not want our core investors to set their sales price less than what the company is trying to do. And that's, in this case, we're saying a minimum at $5 on a minimum. But you can set that price at $500. Now, Sharifa, you have a trading account, am I correct?
Correct.
Right. Now, you use your trading account, am I correct?
Correct.
How difficult is it for you to, when you sell your stock, how difficult is it for you to set the selling price of your stock?
It's actually very user-friendly.
Huh?
It's actually very user-friendly.
It's pretty user-friendly on most of the platforms that you go to. It's pretty user-friendly. So you can easily set the sales price on whatever price you want. And that's kind of what makes this exciting. That's really kind of what makes this exciting on an overall level. That just makes it awesome. Completely and totally awesome. Okay, any other questions on the frequently asked? What other things?
Yes. Who is the transfer agent?
Who is our transfer agent? So what does a transfer agent do should be the first and most important thing. And a lot of people don't even know what a transfer agent do. They just say, oh, you got a transfer agent. What the transfer agent does is that the transfer agent, how do you break this down? Okay, the transfer agent keeps an accounting of all of the stock certificates that are issued by the company. So they keep an accounting. They're also registered with the transfer agents typically are registered, and ours is, with the DTC and with FINRA, and with the and they report to the SEC. And what happens is that's how the stock certificates get verified and monetized when you deposit your stock certificate into your trading account. When you deposit your stock certificate into your trading account, the stock, the broker dealer, whoever they are going to verify with the transfer agent that you are the legitimate owner of that stock and that the company has transferred that ownership percentage of the company that you purchased, in our case, in our IPO, that they've transferred that ownership to you. And you are now the owner of that part of the company. Now, if you buy one share of stock, you're owner of one share of stock. If you're the owner of two, it represents your ownership in the company. So when you buy stock, that the transfer agent shows that this is your ownership, especially when you invest from an IPO, this is your ownership. This has to do with your ownership. So we have a transfer agent. And the transfer, our transfer agent now is Securities Transfer Corporation. And they're based out of Plano, Texas. Now, did that make sense? Did I break that down enough so that people could get it?
It makes perfect sense. So the next question is, what is the minimum investment I can make?
What is the minimum investment? Now, we get this question a lot. What's the minimum investment? I think people should not invest less than $1,000. I think you should not invest less than $1,000. I think if you can, $1,000 is just like a good investment. I think you could see a great return on that. Now, when we applied under our Form 1A, when we applied, we said in our Form 1A that we didn't want that people could invest at least $1. So you have the right to invest $1 if you want to, but the return may not be what you want to get. And actually, right now, we're not accepting investments of $1 right now. You have to invest a minimum of $100 unless you go to our website and do everything by yourself. But if you need help from our investor relations department, you know, you have to invest a minimum of $100, which is a really fraction of nothing, because most investments, when they go out, they want you to invest at least $25,000 to be a part owner of an IPO. So let's take a quick break, right quick, and we'll be right back with more of Changing the Conversation.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 410-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I do, Nabuki, honey. I do. I said you were going to have to make a song out of that. Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Got to give it to Nabuki. You have to make a whole dance, the Nabuki dance.
Exactly. Okay, so can I purchase more shares of stock?
Now, that's a good question. You can purchase more shares of stock. But since this is the IPO, you also have to purchase another. When you purchase, you're going to get, like, if you've already purchased and you want to purchase it, it's like they're separate transactions. So it's like you're purchasing with another transaction. So you still have to pay another $25 stock certificate fee, which goes to the transfer agent so they can do all of the stuff that we say they're going to do and they say they're going to do. So you have to do that. And but yes, you can purchase more stock as long as the IPO is open. But the IPO is preparing to close. We're getting ready to close this thing out and take this thing on home. And so, but you want to have a sense of urgency in getting it done. You want to make this happen. You want to get this done.
Okay. And how about the last question? Can I get a refund on my investment?
Can I get a refund? There are no refunds on investment. None. Once you make your investment, you're locked in. That's it. Don't make the investment unless you plan to be a long-term investor. This investment is going to take about 3 years to materialize, three and a half years to fully materialize. So you're going to have to give the company a chance. So when you make your investment, then you're going to have to give the company a chance to grow and to the investment, because we have a lot of stuff to do in order to materialize the revenues that we're projecting that we're going to materialize. So don't make an investment if you think you're going to want your money back, if you just think you feel out of touch, just don't do it. Don't do it. And we tried to answer, you know, everyone's questions, and we put that stuff there so that you would know everything. We have a wonderful video on our site. And that video sits down and it breaks down how to make an investment. It really breaks down how you make your investment. It breaks down what you should do when you make your investment. It really breaks down what we're doing. It really breaks down a lot of different things when we're making our investment. When you're making your investment, it really breaks down a lot of different things. So you want to watch that video. It'll be very helpful for you. As a matter of fact, I've had people tell me I invested in the company specifically because I watched that video, and that video just made sense to me. And the video makes a lot of sense. And we use simple language and simple words so that it's not like this complex, convoluted thing on making an investment. The thing that we're doing different is that we're not going to the investment bankers first. That doesn't mean that we're not going to utilize investment banking firms. After we close out the IPO, we're going to utilize investment banking firms. We're going to choose 4, maybe 5 investment banking firms to represent us in the aftermarkets. But for now, we wanted to go directly to the community and say, hey, here's an opportunity to be a part of what we're doing, and it's going to grow for you. It's going to grow for you, and it's going to grow for our company. So we tried to answer all of the hard questions before you asked. And then the next thing we did was, on the Invest Now page at the bottom, on the bottom left, we try to put instructions on how to make your investment. Do you see those instructions there?
Yes.
Are those how many instructions are there?
Let me take a look. Let me take a look at the different steps. I have to go back to the Invest Now and get off of the FAQ.
Oh, you're on the FAQ. Okay. Why, was something else on the FAQ? We can stay on there. I'm just saying.
No, it wasn't. But I'm just clicking over to go back to the instructions. And so there are 12.
So it's in 12 steps. You can become
12 step
an
program.
Investor. It's a 12. So in 12 steps, I never quite heard it put like that. But in 12 steps, you can become an investor.
I think we need to add another step just to throw
we
that
need
off
another
and take
step
away a step.
We're on the 12 step program. Huh? Well, we're trying to break people's mindset of we're trying to bring people into the thought of wealth and prosperity. And we're trying to bring, so maybe that's the 12 steps to wealth and prosperity. But, yeah, we probably need to add another step. But basically, it breaks it down to you. One step at a time. Do this, do this, do this, this. The question we get asked over and over, why do I need to put my Social Security number on the document? You have to put your Social Security number on the documents because that's how, when you get ready to deposit your stock certificate into your broker-dealer, that's how they verify who you are and issue your certificates to you. There's verification of that. So you have to put that information on there. And then after you put in all your information, you make your payment. Now let me tell you something about this. We allow people to use credit cards to make their payments. A lot of people will never take credit cards. Never. Absolutely never. Right? So, but we allow you to do it because we're working with people who are investors for the first time, so we allow that to transpire. But a lot of people be like, nah, you gotta bring us a check or send us a check or we only do check. But we did it like this for convenience sake so people can use their credit cards to shareholders in Punch TV Studios. And we did it like that on purpose. So you put all the information, then you click the finish button, and guess what? It's there. It's 12 steps. It's real easy. Real easy to follow. Real easy. What questions have you wanted to ask, Sharifa, that you haven't asked about the IPO?
What questions have I wanted to ask? I don't think
that you haven't asked about the
a question that I haven't asked. I think I've picked your brain from inside out. Everything about the IPO, everything about investing. What I've been waiting to hear, because I'm just so curious about. And you mentioned it a little bit in yesterday's show, but the animation, the punch animation. When are you going to focus more?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We are going to do some phenomenal animations. Animations is just big all over the world. And we're going to do some phenomenal animations. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And we have been preparing this company, which is URBT. And we've already changed the name of the company to Punch Animation. But we're waiting for it to fully take. But it's a separate company, but it's a separate company that's going to be majority owned by Punch TV Studios. But you can literally buy stock in Punch Animation if you want to, or URBT. The stock symbol is URBT, if you want to. But that company has been a turnaround company. I mean, it's been a work in process. We are finally getting together a business model for that division based on how Punch is doing. And what we're going to do is when Punch has completed raising its Punch TV Studios, has completed raising its IPO, fund. We're going to fund Punch Animation, which is going to be the animation department for, which is going to be the animation company under Punch TV Studios. And we're going to fund that company up to $5 million to begin developing animated television series that we can license all over the world. That's going to be amazing. That's going to be absolutely amazing. And, you know, when people say Joseph Collins is like the next Walt Disney, I think they're alluding to my prowess in the area of animation. Because as a filmmaker, I started in animation. Literally, I started doing stop motion animation.
Well, that's cool.
In my own backyard. Huh?
I said, no, that's cool. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well,
that it was animation.
It was my first films that I ever did were animated shorts.
Okay.
So I have a passion for animation. It was because of my first films that I developed all of these voice characters and stuff like that that I... these voice characters...
What are some of the characters?
I'm going to say
we don't get a character?
No characters.
Not on tonight's show?
That's right. But it was because of my love for animation that I developed all of these characters. And so there's no way you do a studio today, in today's time, in today's market, without having animation as a core business unit in the company. Now, what's happened is, because people have seen the name change, and that particular company, I can proudly boast, has over 4,000 investors already in Punch Animation that were there when I took over the company. I've owned that particular company for about a year, so for about 2 years. And it's going to be an amazing company now. It's going to be an amazing company now. And we're going to do amazing things now in that company. And so I'm really excited about that division of our company. And then we have another division of our company I'm really excited about, and that's the broadcasting. Yeah. And you know, we've already have 5 television stations under our belt in broadcasting. We already have 2 sales offices in broadcasting. That's why I've been across the country separating all of our stations so that we could run local TV commercials. We could still run the network commercials across all of the stations, but we can also now run local TV commercials in the local market, which is very important because a car dealership who's selling cars in Houston is totally not interested in trying to sell cars in Jacksonville, Florida, and vice versa. So we were able to do these things, and that's why I've kind of been out doing what I'm doing right now for this time period. And I've been on the road about almost 6 weeks right now for making preparations for the growth of the company, literally. And it's amazing. And I think between our 3 divisions, basically, our 4, because we're going to have I think we can build an amazing company. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, and our 4 divisions right now, as it stands today, is going to be our broadcasting, it's going to be our animation, it's going to be developing television shows that we're going to license and put out. So we'll have our television movies and our movies made for TV movies and our other movies that we're going to put out. And it's going to be our digital properties like Nabooki. And we're going to put those things out so that people can enjoy all of these different platforms that are going to be available for us, and they correspond and they help one another be successful. So we want everyone to visit Nabooki.com. you know, check out what we're doing. It's a great site. If you're selling a book, if you're promoting an event, if you're doing something, put it on Nabookie.com. It's pretty cool. It's really, really cool. And I'm really excited about what we're doing in those areas of television and what we're doing in those areas. So Punch Animation is going to be an amazing division for our company, and we have a major announcement coming out about Punch Animation. Now, URBT, which I'm not really promoting primarily yet, but URBT has been a company that was dormant for almost 10 years until I took it over. And now we're finally getting a business model to it. The stock is going up. You know, the other day the stock hit a penny a share where it was way below a penny. It was like, you know, 2/1000th of a penny, and then it always jumped all the way up to a penny. A lot of progress. And we still haven't made any major announcements. That's just people buying into that now. So I'm excited about the animation division. I'm excited about Punch TV Studios, period. And I think you should be too. And Punch TV Studios, I want you to visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. Take a look at what we're doing. We're doing some amazing things. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell everybody, hey, you know what, buy some stock in this company. Become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. We're going to build an amazing multi-billion dollar media company over the next few years or so. So join us. Become a part of this. Join the movement. You can call our office at 310-419-5914 or visit us online at PunchTVStudios.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night on the same Punch TV time on the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.